Arrange the body for stillness in whatever posture is appropriate. Often we'll say that we're going for a balance between comfort and alertness. In loving kindness practice, there's a leaning toward comfort, right? It's not as easy to cultivate loving kindness and compassion and appreciation and equanimity when there's physical pain. I might say that it's easy, relatively easy sometimes if the pain isn't too intense to cultivate self-compassion and some equanimity. That's the primary training. But for loving kindness, it's good to start in a pretty comfortable way. So setting ourselves up for some comfort in a relaxed and steady posture. Eyes can be open or closed. Welcoming ourselves into this place, this circle, this moment. Into the field of practice. And right away, bringing the intention to nurture and the intention to care into the breathing body. So there's a breathing in of kindness and breathing out of kindness. Any interrupting thought can just be met with kindness. Patience may be here. Welcoming the practice of acceptance of ourselves and others. Remember that loving kindness practice is really impersonal. What we're going for is being able to extend the friendliness of metta. Metta literally means friendliness. The friendliness and benevolent gaze of metta to all beings without exception. And this means to evil people, to those who act in ways that we find really quite terrible in the world. Those who cause the massive suffering or seem to cause the massive suffering in the world. Right away, metta overwhelms that evil with a greater force, which is the force of love. But because it's universal or indiscriminate, it can't have in it any of the judgment or preference that we have when we're engaged in ethical practice. It's completely possible to very much disapprove of someone and their actions and still extend metta. So metta, by its nature, is non-dual. By its very nature, it is not discriminating or separating practice, but a unifying, overarching field. Breathing with loving kindness, filling the body, extending out from the body in all directions, with the intention that none are left out of the field of kindness, whatever their actions or intentions. to find this universal kindness, it can be helpful to zoom way out from the specifics of the painful, beautiful world, so that it's not like we're trying to include this or that particular story or action that's happening right now. As much as fill the field of the heart with love and just strengthen that field. If everywhere in all directions really means everywhere in all directions, then we don't have to think about particulars here. You can just strengthen the field of loving. Maybe you just hold a sense of our whole blue-green, watery, cloudy, warm earth in a way that's without contention, without politics, without the small story of our human drama, these 10,000 years of developing humans, just let that be a blip in the universe. Love every part of it, past and future. And just notice the response of the heart to practicing in this way. Notice any feelings that arise, any energies present. And those that feel wholesome and connected with metta, breathe into them, strengthen them, invite them to grow. Those that feel unskillful or coming from some other part of our experience, knowing them for what they are, and letting them also just be included in the field of metta. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be at peace. Have a sense of the field of loving kindness, filling the body around the body, filling the earth around the earth, maybe further out into the universe. Then we can turn toward these qualities of compassion and appreciation. And to do this, we can zoom back in. Allow the heart to resonate with or vibrate with specific stories, things you know about what's happening in the world. You can follow your natural intuition toward either the painful and direct metta toward that. This is compassion, the compassion practice. Or you could follow your intuition toward the beautiful in the world, the inspiring, and allow appreciation to arise. Appreciation is beautiful, selfless celebration of good fortune arising for someone else. You can follow your intuition toward these For many of us, our training is to prefer the negative. And if that's true for you, then you might on purpose bring a couple of positive examples to mind. Or if you would like to stay in the vast, impersonal space, you could reconnect with that field of metta and then just bring in the knowing that in the world there are what's called the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows, which really means infinite good fortune and infinite pain and suffering at the same time. Everywhere has both of these qualities. Every being knows both of these experiences. But because the painful is always specific, and good fortune is always specific, turning to compassion and appreciation can also be a turning away from the non-dual or the unitive field of love toward the particular. These suffering people, these joyful animals, this situation that's going well, that situation that's going painfully. Notice what happens in the heart as we turn back toward the specificity of the world. You might allow particular people, moments, stories to come to mind. And just meet the story, whether pleasant or painful. Meet it with loving kindness. And see how loving kindness naturally changes color, like a mood ring in the presence of heat or coolness, changes into compassion or appreciative joy. We'll sit in silence in this way. And you can play with how the heart meets the world. If you want to encourage the stability and concentration possible in this state, choose one of the positions to root yourself in vastness, in a certain kind of observing, and really let the emotional field be your object of meditation. And if it gets too complicated or cognitive, just coming back to the body breathing is good. for our last couple minutes of sitting, revive the sense of metta as a field through the body if it's slipped away. Breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness. And we'll close our sitting with the Metta Sutta. Not that one. We will close with the Metta Sutta, the Discourse on Loving Kindness. So listen for the sense, or feel for the sense of infiniteness in this text. Magic spell, invocation, instructions, and the Discourse of Loving Kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.